curious, you know, got our most extended look at Jimmy Garoppolo in regular season game. I think it was about 35 snaps, and I'm curious what you like from his, you know, performance, and maybe an area that you think he could focus on that would serve him well going forward to improve upon.
Well, I think there was probably a lot of things that, you know, he learned from, you know, playing in an actual, you know, regular season game. He got an opportunity to do that a couple other times this year. And each time, I'm sure there's little things here and there that he gets to experience for the first time. And yesterday was no different. There's the operating the offense portion of playing quarterback. I thought he did okay in terms of getting in and out of the huddle and getting the guys in the right spot for the most part. I think there's an element of toughness that you saw from him yesterday that was good. He got hit, made some runs that showed some toughness there, which was good to see from him. He's going to have to learn to get rid of the ball on time, and obviously can't take sacks or negative plays in the wrong types of situations, or it really puts us behind the eight ball. So plenty to learn from. Good opportunity for him to do it against a really good unit over there in Buffalo, and I'm sure that he'll benefit from the experience of playing in that game yesterday.
Hey Josh, just wanted to ask you about how impressed you've been by Garoppolo's ability to handle a lot of information. I know, obviously he's doing some of the scout team stuff. He has to learn what you guys are doing. And Bill just mentioned that there was at least one play that was added this week that had sort of just put in. But it seems like there might have been a couple of those with some of those runs that you mentioned. So how good has he been at being able to absorb all of that and keep track of it all?
I think Jimmy works really hard at every aspect of what we're doing. He does do a good job of giving the show team a look at the other team's offense, the defense a good look at the other team's offense when he's on the show team. And he's trying to digest our game plan each week and be prepared to play like he's the starter. Because I think that's what, if you're the second guy, you're always one play away from being in there. So, it's a learning experience. And I think as a rookie, you have to work extremely hard each week to try and stay on top of the information, to learn a new opponent each week, and to prepare yourself to play without that many reps. He's working at it. It'll be a process like it is for all rookies to learn and digest what you're seeing and be able to go out there and utilize the information and the things that we're coaching to your benefit. So, he works extremely hard at it. We're glad that he's here, obviously, and hopefully yesterday can only make him better.
And Josh, I was just hoping to ask you about the one play that Bill did say was new this week was the 4th-and-1 run that Garoppolo took to the outside, to the left there, I think. I just wanted to get your take on what you saw in that play, if it was designed to go that far outside, or if there's something that happened that that was just sort of where he saw daylight.
Yeah, it's been kind of an in vogue play the last few years. that some quarterbacks that can run decent have had some success with. And Jimmy moves pretty well. And so it was just a kind of a thing we had seen over the course of many weeks and used. Sometimes you use things against our defense when you see other teams do it. We're trying to give them a look at it. Gives you an opportunity to kind of take a look at some other schemes. Felt like had an opportunity based on what we expected in some of those situations to potentially give us a good play. Buffalo defended it well. And give them credit. They did a good job of being able to play the play as it developed. The second force guy came off and made a good play, and there really wasn't as much open space as you'd like there to be on that play.
Josh, I know you guys always like to be flexible and versatile on offense as often as possible, but at the same time, I believe you guys were the only team in the league with four guys who have 60 carries or more over the course of the regular season. What are some of the challenges that go into game planning specific to the running game when you're talking about being forced to kind of work and kind of find spots for so many guys in so many different situations?
Well, we, you know, at every position, really, you know, there's never a week of practice that goes by where, you know, one guy's taking all the reps at any position, you know, whether that's due to soreness or whatever it may be. You know, you obviously have to you know, split the reps up in practice, and there's plenty of mental reps that go into each week, our preparation. And, you know, we've said before, we've got a lot of guys we feel comfortable with handing the ball to or throwing it to that have helped us win. There's all those guys you mentioned that we've handed the ball to have done good things for us this season, have really been productive at different times when they've had their chances. And then there's a lot of things that go into, you know, when they're in the game, what matchups we're trying to get, how we feel about you know, a certain personnel grouping against the defense we're facing. So those guys do a great job of preparing each week. I feel that, you know, they're really ready to go. They know, you know, that their role could expand during the game if we're having more success. I give them a lot of credit for preparing as hard as they do, and they're all ready to perform when their number's called, and they've done a good job.
Josh, how you doing today?
Good, Rich. How you doing?
Thanks. Curious, get to the point here. I'm just wondering if you had any interest in being a head coach next year in the NFL.
I haven't even thought about that, to tell you the truth. You know, I know this is that time of the year, but I know there's also a procedure in place, and those things will sort themselves out. I've said a number of times, I'm very happy here. I think I got one of the best jobs you could possibly have, and just trying to do the best I can here. So my focus has been on the Patriots. They'll stay on the Patriots right now.
Hi, Josh. Good morning. How are you?
Good, Bob. How you doing?
I'm all right. Good. Thank you so much. Josh, piggybacking on what Chris was talking about, but specifically about LeGarrett, in apropos a timeline for him, is he looking stronger now than he had when he first rejoined the team? It seemed like yesterday he was running with much more power and speed. Can you talk about the way he's played since returning?
Yeah, I think LeGarrette ran well yesterday. There's some things that I think we left a few yards out there on a few plays. You know, during the course of the game, you know, I think LG had one and had a couple other ones with the other backs, but I think he ran hard. I think he ran well. And, you know, each week, he spent the off season and most of the better part of the regular season with a different team. So I think each week's just been another opportunity for him to get back into our terminology, get back into our system, you know, get back into some of the things that we do that, you know, that he hadn't been doing for a while. And I think yesterday was a good step forward for him. I'm excited for, you know, what we'll do going forward.
Thank you, though. That's perfect. Thank you so much.